Johnny Palmer, your play-by-play announcer this evening. Get underway shortly here at 6:30. The Jupiter Hammerheads hosting the Palm Beach Cardinals this evening. First, our starting lineups for Jupiter. Number 4, Chris Rotundo, leading off in left field. Darlin Moquette, the DH, in the 2 slot. Batting third, Michael Curiale, New Jersey native, at third base. In the cleanup spot, Leonardo Bernal, Panamanian catcher. Batting fifth, R.J. Yeager, the first baseman. Right fielder, Joshua Baez, in the 6th slot. Batting seventh, number 18, Brody Moore, the second baseman. Batting eighth, Trajan Fletcher, the center fielder. And in the 9 hole, Lisandro Espinoza at shortstop. And on the hill, Max Radzik, Orange, California native. And the starting lineup for the Jupiter Hammerheads, Jordan McCants, third baseman, leading off, followed by Ian Lewis, the second baseman. Javier Sanoja, the center fielder, hitting third. Cleanup hitter for the home club, Jorge Caballero, left fielder. Batting fifth, right fielder, Brett Roberts, followed by Chase Luttrell, the DH. And our bottom three at shortstop, Harrison Spahn, followed by the catcher, Andrew Fernandez, local product out of Hialeah. And batting ninth, first baseman, Christian Rodriguez. And on the hill, number 20, the right-hander, Cole Kersiper. Both clubs coming into the game at 16-11, tied for first place here in the Florida State League of the minor leagues, A-ball, low A-ball. We'll be back with a first pitch about 10 minutes or so. Again, Sonny Palmer on your play-by-play here from Jupiter. And we are back here at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Sonny Palmer on your play-by-play. This evening we've got a great Southeast Florida matchup. A couple of division rivals tied at 16-11, both tied for first place. The Cardinals and the Hammerheads. Hammerheads here being the home team. As Cole Kersiper warms up. Kersiper out of Illinois. Hazel Crest, Illinois, to be exact, 22-year-old. Signed as an international free agent. Pardon me, actually a 12th round pick, 2022. First year with the club. And the leadoff, it'll be Jordan McCants, the third baseman. or I mean, leading off the game, that'll be the also number four, Chris Rotundo, left fielder for the Cardinals, as we are getting set to go underway. Rotundo out of Bridgeport, Connecticut, chops it foul. First pitch, 0-1. Cole Kirschcyper, 17 innings pitched, 25 Ks, 3.63 ERA coming into this ball game. Just misses, even in the count, 1-1. Chris Rotundo, speedy left fielder, coming in with one home run, 10 RBIs, hitting 260, takes a hack off speed pitch at 81 miles an hour, taking the count to 1-2. Garland Moquette, DH out of the Dominican Republic, following the leadoff hitter. That's popped up shallow outfield. Looks like the second baseman will squeeze it. Ian Lewis for out number one. Moquette coming in with three RBIs, hitting 259, looking for his first dinger of the season. Defense straight away. Strike one. 88 mile an hour fastball. Chopped up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Squeezes through. Just gets by the shortstop. Harrison Spahn. Our first base hit and our first base runner of the evening. As Michael Curiali, New Jersey native, steps up, third baseman with a home run and 15 RBIs, hitting 405 on this early season. And the lefty delivers. Line drive, base hit in the left field. Runners at first and second. First pitch swinging. As Curiel, number five, the third baseman, gets on. Bring up the cleanup hitter, Leonardo Bernal. Right-handed hitting catcher. Panamanian with two home runs, 12 ribbies thus far. First and second as the lefty, Kirschcyper, deals. Check swing, didn't go, ball one. Top of the first inning, one man out here. Beautiful South Florida evening as we approach the summertime here. Low humidity, clear skies. Got a 2-0 count to Bernal. And we're at 3-0, up and away. Kirschcyper about to throw his 11th pitch of the first inning, giving up two hits thus far without any damage. And in there, inside part of the plate, strike one. Bernal looks over to the third base coach looking for signs. First and second, one man gone here in the top of the first. And we're going to have the bases loaded. Ball four to Bernal. Little bit of trouble here for the lefty. As the first baseman, R.J. Yeager, is going to step up. Yeager out of Panama City, Florida, undrafted free agent 2022. 24-year-old, 6'3", 205 pounds. Slugger looking to do some damage here. Yeager pops it shallow outfield. That's going to be a base hit. One run comes in. Runner rounding third base will stay put. As the Cardinals getting their third base hit of the inning and their first run. One run on three hits thus far here in the first inning. That'll bring in the native Bostonian Joshua Baez, the right fielder. Coming in at a 226 average with a home run and 9 RBIs. Bases full of Redbirds. So far they've knocked one run in. Low and inside to Baez. As I mentioned, both clubs coming into this game tied for first place in their respective division. That's popped. Let's see if it's going to remain in play just past the Cardinal dugout. A couple of rows into the seats. Taking the count to 1-1. Cardinals looking for a big first inning here. And the 1-1 just a bit inside. As Baez lays off. Expecting big things out of the New Englander. And that's hacked just foul in the Hammerhead bullpen. Kerschreiber trying to keep the damage to a minimum here. As our ball game's in its infancy, lefty deals, just misses the inside part of the plate, wanted that one. As we've got ourselves a full count here, bases are loaded, one man out. And the 3-2 chopped over to the shortstop. Flipped over to second for the out, and we've got a double play. Huge play, huge couple of outs. Well, the Hammerheads, pardon me, as we are out of the top of the first, 1-0 Palm Beach. We'll be back. We start the bottom of the first inning, leading off Jordan McCants. And fakes the bunt, takes for ball one. McCants out of Pensacola, Florida, chops it out to second base, flipped over to first, easy out for Brody Moore. That's a right-hander out of Orange, California. Max Radzik gets his first out for the Redbirds. I'll bring up Ian Lewis, a Bahamian product. Marlins system, no stranger to bringing up prospects from that region. And of course, Jazz Chisholm, nice story. Former infielder, now outfielder for the Marlins. Count it 0-1, one man out here in the bottom of the first inning. As a second baseman, Lewis fouls it off. A 93-mile-an-hour slider. Lewis coming in with no home runs, three RBIs, little squibber out by the catcher, fair ball. That's out number two. And score that 2-3. That'll bring up the center fielder, Venezuelan Javier Sanoa. Snowing 229, 14 RBIs on the season, still looking for his first home run. And the off speed at 78 miles an hour in there for ball one. And so it chops it out to center field. Falls in for a base hit. Center fielder got a piece of that, made a dive in as in Trajan Fletcher. Couldn't corral that as the Fish have their first base hit of the evening, and that'll bring up another fellow Venezuelan, Jorge Caballero, the left fielder, number 29. Caballero hitting 380 with a dinger and 12 ribbies on the season. Hacks it foul. Cardinals up 1-0 here in the first inning. One run on three hits. And the base runner goes ball in the dirt. Not a close play at second. That's going to be a stolen base for Sanoa. As Caballero now with a RBI opportunity here with two outs, looking at a 1-1 count. Fish expect Caballero to be a big RBI guy for their organization. And up the middle, played by the second baseman. Couldn't handle it. That should be a base hit, an infield hit for Caballero, as we've got runners on the corners. Second baseman Brody Moore couldn't handle that. As the right fielder, Brett Roberts, stepping up. Roberts, Atlanta, Georgia native. Early in this season, without a home run and six RBIs. Hitting 288. Ball in the dirt. Runners both advance. Play at the plate. Safe. Tie game. Ball in the dirt. Both runners did not hesitate. As we've got a tie game. Runner at second base. Two men out. Swift base running. As Caballero standing at second base. Roberts looks at the 1-0. Just got a piece of it fouled on a 92-mile-an-hour sharp slider. And the 1-1, swing and a miss. A little off-speed, 84 on the gun on that one. As the changeup takes it to 1-2. And another off-speed, swing and a miss out of the inning. We're tied at 1 after 1. As Brett Roberts strikes out swinging. We'll be back from the Dean. Sonny Palmer here.
Leading off the second baseman, number 18, Brody Ford.
Leading off the second inning, Brody Moore. And he punches that foul just past third base. Moore, no home runs yet on the season. Three RBIs, hitting 200. And fired up the middle, base hit. Brody Moore, Alabama native, getting on board with a leadoff hit. Gonna bring up Trajan Fletcher, number 13, the center fielder. Foul tip, strike one. Outside, that'll even the count, 1-1. Runner at first base, nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Defense straight away here as we approach nightfall in South Florida. And the off speed from Kurt Cyper, fouled off, 1-2. Fletcher looking to pick up that batting average a bit at 217, 7 RBIs on the air. And the 1-2 from the lefty as he looks to runner on outside, 2-2. The first of a 6-game series here at Roger Dean Stadium. Of course, both tenants of the same building. The Fish of the home team for this series. Pickoff attempt. Runner getting by easily. And the 2-2 swing and a miss. Got him. As Fletcher heads over to the dugout. The first strikeout of the ball game for the Redbirds. And the shortstop hitting ninth, Lisandro Espinoza, steps up. Espinoza with a home run on 11 RBIs thus far, hitting .173 as he takes for a strike on the inside part of the plate. One man down here in the top of the second. Cardinals with 4 base hits already. And the off-speed hacked foul over our booth. As Espinoza behind 0-2. So early on in our season here throughout every level of baseball, the big leagues and here in the minors, a lot of action coming up here, of course. Always a ball game here at the Dean, whether you have Jupiter or Palm Beach hosting. The 1-2, another pickoff attempt. Not a strong attempt by Kurt Cyper. As he's thrown 29 pitches already, 11 for balls, 18 strikes. Pitch number 30 as the runner goes swinging to miss. Throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base. A strikeout and a stolen base. As Espinoza will head over the dugout as a second consecutive strikeout victim. However, the Cards get a runner in scoring position. It's Brody Moore steals a base. Chris Rotundo, the second at bat, popped out in the first inning. And he looks at ball one. join us here this Sunday for Mother's Day at the park. And that's chopped foul, taking the count 1-1. Nobody heating up in the fish pen as of yet. We'll see how long they go with Kurt Seiper. This busy start to his evening. As he checks the runner off at second base. Bit inside, 2-1. And time called by the home plate umpire. On the plate, Nobu Usada, and the base umpire, Kenny Garcia, our officials for this evening. As our count goes to 3-1. Dealt to Rotundo, and that's hammered out to deep left field, back at the track, that's out of here. A two-run dinger as Chris Rotundo hits his second home run of the season. Right over the Truist sign over in left field, a two-run homer giving the Cards a 3-1 lead. Left fielder Jorge Caballero gave chase, gave a pretty big leap. Ran out of real estate on that one. As the Cards get their third run on five hits. As Kurt Seiper throws ball one. Now pitch number 37 coming up for the lefty, which he misses for a ball. And a bit of a rough start for Cole, young kid out of the Midwest. And that's grounded out, bobbled by the shortstop. Play in the dirt at first base. They got him. Not a clean play by Spahn, but nonetheless, the fish are out of the inning. And they are down 3-1. We'll be back from the Dean. Bring up Chase Luttrell. The DH, number 10. Axe at foul. That'll take the count to 1-1. Luttrell out of Bakersfield, California. 22-year-old, a 13th round pick in 2022. As he takes for ball two. Chop to second. They got... Oh, they didn't get him close. Close play. The second baseman couldn't pick that up cleanly. And Brody Moore. Fish got a base runner. Loving up another California native, Harrison Spahn, the shortstop. Spahn out of Tarzana. Undrafted free agent last year. A little bit in the high level for Beloit Skycarp in the Fish organization. Beloit being in Louisiana. Fly ball out to center, squeezed for out number one. Spahn trots back to the dugout. I'll bring up Andrew Fernandez, South Florida product out of Hialeah, Miami-Dade kid. One man on base, one man out. As the count goes 0-2 on Fernandez. And that's chopped foul. Count remains 0-2. Strike three, swinging as Fernandez heads back to the dugout. Chop, let's see if that stays in play. Way out in left field, into the bullpen, foul ball. Off the bat of Christian Rodriguez, the first baseman, hitting ninth. Palm Beach, 3 runs, 5 hits, including a home run, 1 error. Fish, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, as they bat here in the home half of the second inning. Rodriguez looks at the off-speed in there for a strike down. 0-2 with 2 men out. Rodriguez hitting 240 coming into the at-bat. Runner goes swinging, a miss. And that'll do it for 2 innings here in Jupiter, as the Redbirds up by 2, 3-1. Thank you. Top of the third inning, Michael Curiel stepping up. Curiel with a base hit, his first at-bat singled. Third baseman, New Jersey native. Ball in the dirt, that'll take the count 1-1. Cole Kersiper trying to settle in after a rough beginning, just looking for a smooth inning. Ground ball over to third base. Played well and got him. Play made by Jordan McCants. I'll bring up Leonardo Bernal. Got on the bases on balls, his first at bat. Catcher now hitting 343. A lot of pop on that bat. Redbird certainly counting on him for some RBI production. As he's down 0-2. Kersiper getting ahead here. And out of the outside, taking the count to 1-2. One man out here, top of the third inning. Played straight away defensively. And chopped foul over to third base. Count remains 1-2. And a bit inside, evening the count 2-2. Interesting matchup all season between these two clubs, these two rivals. A contrast over the last couple of years. Now we've seen the St. Lucie Mets in last place. So we've got a full count. Ball. Oh, no. Late call punches him out for the second out of the inning. Caught looking is Leonardo Bernal. Just a little bit of a late call there from home plate ump Nobu Usada. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager. With some big numbers thus far. 340, four home runs, 25 RBIs early on. Yeager out of Panama City, undrafted free agent last year. Played a little bit of ball at Mississippi State. And the SEC country as he takes for ball two. 6-3, 205. Right-handed first baseman. Now ahead in the count 3-0. And way outside, base on balls for the first baseman. A second time on base as he singled in the first. That's going to bring up Josh Baez. Kersiper now on the season with an ERA of 4.50. He's pitched 20 innings thus far. 28 strikeouts on our season, which is in its infancy. And that's popped out to relatively deep center. And that's going to be our third out for the inning. Redbirds hanging on to a 3-1 lead. We will be back. Thank you.
How about it for Jupiter Love, third baseman? Number four, Jordan Lookman.
Back with Jordan McCants at the plate. McCants takes a 2-2 pitch out to center field and squeezed for out number one. Center fielder Trajan Fletcher making the out. Max Radzic, 2.25 ERA on the season, 29 Ks, 28 innings pitched, 35 pitches thus far early this evening. And the 1-1 swing and a miss. I was trying to pick up that batting average. Hitting a .196 and swing and a miss. Off speed 81. Just fanned on that. Not a quality at bat whatsoever. It's Ian Lewis heading off to the dugout. Third strikeout for Radzic. Southern California native out of Orange. And the bunt attempt popped up. What a play by the third baseman. Michael Curiel dives to make the third out of the inning. What a play. As the Cards hang on to a 3-1 lead, back after this, we're done with three innings. Back with Brody Moore leading off the top of the fourth inning here at Roger Dean Stadium. Third baseman Jordan McCants creeping in a little bit, guarding against the bunt as the first pitch fouled off for strike one. Infield back to normal defense. Moore takes for ball one. bit of a breeze coming in from right field, right towards the infield. Not much of a factor as of yet. And the 3-1 looked to be inside. Wow. At the inside part of the plate, according to the home plate umpire. Full count. Swing and a miss, got him. 88 mile an hour fastball, up and away. That'll bring up the center fielder, Trajan Fletcher. Also a strikeout victim, his first at-bat. As he chips that foul. One man out here. Hammer heads down 3-1 in the top of the fourth. Highlight thus far of this ball game: Chris Rotundo's two-run home run to left field, handing the Redbirds a two-run lead. Inside, nice play by the catcher. No base runners, but nonetheless a nice play. As we've got a 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. 88 miles an hour. Once again, another strikeout. Second one of the inning. Fifth one of the ball game for Cole Kurt-Seiper. That'll bring up the nine-hitter shortstop, Lisandro Espinoza. And that's hit into the gap. Base hit. That's going to remain a single. Actually looked like it might get out to the warning track. We have a two-out base hit. Out to the top of the order with Chris Rotundo. As I just mentioned, had a home run last at-bat, 1-for-2. That was the second home run of the season, along with RBIs 11 and 12, and that's chopped out to the shortstop, flipped over to first base, and that'll do it. Hammerheads will come back for the home half of the fourth. Sonny Palmer on your play-by-play. See you in a few. as the Fish have a base runner at first base. Bring up Brett Roberts. Caballero getting on base. Chopped foul. That'll take the count to 0-2. Brett Roberts coming in hitting 275. Struck out his last at-bat. And wild pitch. Base runner over to second base. RBI opportunity for Roberts. And the 1-2 chopped out to shallow right field. Let's see if anybody can make a play on it. That's going to be the second baseman. Brody converging over, making the play. It's Brody Moore. Pop out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Chase Luttrell. Pickoff attempt, safe, back at second base. And fastball 93 on the gun for ball one. As the count goes to 1-1, one man out here, runner at second base for the Hammerheads. Our ball game brought to you by Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center. The best in healthcare in Palm Beach County. Fly out to center field, put away for the second out of the inning. As Trajan Fletcher puts that one away. Bring up Harrison Spahn, who flied out his first at-bat. Spahn, 24 years old. Second year with the club. An RBI opportunity here with two men out as he looks for ball one outside. Spahn with three home runs on this season. And just gets a piece of it, fouls it off. Wind picking up a little bit here on a clear Palm Beach County evening. Another gorgeous night. Why we live here, folks. You're fortunate to be in the area and you live here. Come on by. Stone's throw from I-95 here in Jupiter. And certainly if you're visiting South Florida, make sure to come by to this beautiful facility. 2-1. Got a piece of that. That's going to even the count at 2-2. We'll be back here, of course, tomorrow evening. Both clubs starting off a six-game series. This will take us through Sunday and a Mother's Day. Swing and a miss. Got him. The off-speed at 78 miles an hour. As the Redbirds head into the inning, the mid-inning, still up 3-1. Time.
the DH, number 7, Darlene Mocan.
And leading off, that'll be the DH, Darlin Moquette. Moquette looks for ball one. Moquette hitting 268 coming into the at-bat. Cole Kirschseiper is delivering his 68th pitch. One may assume he may have another inning. Let's see if he can get out of this one without any damage. And hopefully for the Fish, put a few runs on the board. Get him on the winning side of this contest. There'll be plenty of time left. On the inside corner. Taking the count to 2-2. Kirschseiper misses outside. Michael Curiali on deck. 1-2 thus far. Chopped out to third base. It's going to be a tough play. They couldn't get him. Base runner on. Moquette beats that one out, hitting a second hit of the evening. As Curiel will step up. Cardinals looking to add to their 3-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Time flying by. We're about an hour into the game in the top of the fifth inning. We'll see with the new rules, the pitch clock, a few other new rules throughout baseball at every level, minor leagues, the big leagues, in an effort to speed up the game, which, in my opinion, good for everybody. And popped out to the second baseman. Base runner, okay, getting back in time. One man out. That'll bring up Leonardo Bernal. And I'll offer one with a strikeout. He did walk his first plate appearance. Takes inside. Cardinals have R.J. Yeager on deck. Kirschseiper with two walks this evening. Didn't miss by much on that one as we go to 2-0. On an 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball. And pickoff attempt. Tiny little lead over at first base. No action in either bullpen. As the base runner goes, that's chopped out to a shortstop. Flipped over to first for the second out. The Cardinals do stay out of the double play. And that'll bring up Yeager. Looking to tack onto that 340 batting average. Yeager with an RBI opportunity. As he has 25 already this season. At that pace, he's not going to be at this level much longer, folks. A couple of prospects we've seen fly through the Cardinals system the last couple of years. Mainly Jordan Walker, now up in St. Louis. And the 0-1. Chopped out to third base, and the Hammerheads get out of the inning. No damage done as they trail by two. Back after this. And we're back. More action here from Roger Dean. The bottom of the fifth inning. Bring up Andrew Fernandez. Fernandez struck out his first at-bat. Christian Rodriguez on deck for the Fish. As the count goes to 1-1. 3 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for your Jupiter Hammerheads. Should be a great season as far as neck and neck between both clubs. Some great prospects, some great talent here in South Florida. Some local, some from throughout the United States, and certainly a ton of international talent. You see the kids in the Dominican, Venezuela, to name a couple of countries. And strike three. And that'll bring up Rodriguez. One man out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fastball at 93. Zips in there for ball one. Another hard 92 miles an hour. That looked like to be a sharp slider on the inside part of the plate. That just missed. Radzik behind 2-0. And that's hit out to left field. Relatively deep. Let's see if it's got a chance at the track. That is put away. With a second out of the inning, left fielder Chris Rotundo gives a chase. Got a good jump on that. As he puts that away for the second out of the inning. I'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Jordan McCants, 0 for 2. Very quick pace of game here today. This is kind of, you know, what we've all been looking for. I love baseball. I'll tell you, those three and a half hour games were not what the doctor ordered, if you will. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Radzik comes in with a changeup. Join us all season long here on the Jupiter Hammerhead Radio Network. And strike three. The ball gets away. There'll be a play at first base as the Cardinals get out of the fifth inning, hanging on to their 3-1 lead. See you for the sixth. Yeah.
inning, now batting the right fielder, number 22, Joshua Baez. Now batting the second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Smacked. Nice play at short, scooped for the outs. Out number two is Brody Moore. Nearly got an infield hit. I'll bring up Trajan Fletcher, center fielder number 13. One lead here for Palm Beach. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Ball game highlighted thus far from a 2-run home run from Chris Rotundo, as this one skied out to center for out number 3. As the Hammerheads to do some damage coming up here in the bottom of the 6th inning. We'll be back from the Dean. Sonny Palmer on your play-by-play. Stepping up, Ian Lewis. As Mac Radzic comes on, ready in the game for the 6th inning. And the righty deals for a strike as it's fouled off by Lewis. It was fouled by Sanoa and then Caballero. And tipped right back up the middle, the pitcher Radzic Puts it away for out number one as he tosses it to first base. Quick out. As Javier Sanoa stepping up. And outside for ball one. Join us all season here at Roger Dean Stadium. Tons of baseball left as we're about a month into our minor league season. Chopped foul, taking the count to 1-1. Inside for ball two. 2-1. One man out. Nobody on base here for Jupiter. Sanoa smashing that foul out of play. And that's hit out in the outfield to right field. That's going to be out number two. Sanoa just got under it. Not quite enough wood on that one. Do any damage as Jorge Caballero steps up. Big righty hitting 395. It's Mac Radzic about to toss pitch number 75. The 0-1 a bit outside. Should Caballero get on Roberts on the on-deck circle? Line foul right over the catcher's shoulder. So the count goes 1-2. Caballero staying alive as he hacks that foul. And just gets a piece of that off speed on the inside part of the plate. Caballero does have some pop on that bat. Sharp single over to left field. Over to the right of the shortstop. Two out base hit here for the Fish. There's a tying run coming to the plate in Brett Roberts. Right fielder number one. Still looking for his first home run of the season. First base with two men out. Another foul. Just getting a piece of that 91 mile an hour fastball on the inside part of the plate from Max Radzic. Southern Cal native in control for the most part as he gets it 0-2 and on another foul. Redbirds hope for this sort of control from the big righty as the base runner goes as a third foul ball as he'll trot back to first base. Fish looking to do some damage here, only down by two here in the home half of the sixth inning at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. The 0-2 low and outside. Stop by Sunday for Mother's Day. A little wine tasting here at the Dean as the base runner goes and pop foul once again. Roberts getting his money's worth here as that's his fourth foul ball. And the off speed in the dirt. Nice play as that's scooped up by the catcher base runner stays put as deuces are wild. 2-2-2. 3-1 Redbird lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pickoff attempt not in time. Nice move by Radzik. And the base runner goes again. Shot out to left field near the track. But that is put away for out number three. That looks like it might be it for Radzik, as the Cardinals hold on to that 3-1 lead after six of the Dean.